Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Dr. Andy Hurst.
Good morning. There we go. So good to see all of you here this morning. I just have one announcement, and that is that there is an all-church picnic today right after this service. Andy Hurst is over there cooking hamburgers and hot dogs for us right now, and he really hopes to see you there. So as soon as we're done here, make your way over there.
Thank you. Let's give the kids one more hand. Thank you all for allowing me to be here. This is kind of a crazy story how this all happened. So Dalee is actually the person supposed to be here to speak, but last week she lost her voice, and so she asked me to fill in for her, and then this week I get to do it again. So I'm going to be very, very quick. I'm a teacher. I'm not a preacher, so I'm going to be very quick. My goal is always 10 minutes, but y'all gave me a little bit more time, so I can talk a little slower today and try to get through this with a little bit more context. So like I said, I'm a teacher at Monterey High School. I teach engineering and robotics, and so I'm going to present to y'all the gospel in two different ways. And actually, it's the same way. It's just two different methods of how we do it. So the first method, what I did, is kind of like our traditional way that we used to think how the gospel was ever presented, right? And that's the first way we're going to do it. And then the second way is going to be the way that actually the Bible reads. And so this is called the gospel in chairs. I don't remember doing this. Delisa said I did it like 5 or 6 years ago, and she really remembered it. I had to go back and look at my notes to actually remember what this was actually about. So hopefully I know kind of what I'm doing. I'm going to do it from memory this time. I think it's going to go okay. Y'all ready? All right. So I will ask you some questions here. The easiest way to respond is the answer to every question that is ever asked in church, right? The answer always is?
Yeah.
Y'all are so good. See, it's going to be easy for y'all. Are y'all ready to go? All right. So let's go ahead and stand and let's read our scripture for today. Can y'all read it with me? This comes from Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. I received and passed unto you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Thank you very much. This is the word of God for the people of God. Y'all may be seated. Let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for everything you bring us, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful joys and the wonderful weather and the rain that comes down on our land, that it all comes from you, Lord, and we thank you for those and that we glorify you in all those things. And Lord, we ask you be with our concerns, those that weigh heavy on our hearts, that you continue to give healing to those who need to be healed, and you give comfort to those who need comfort, and you give peace to those who need peace, Lord. We ask you that you come into this place at this time, that you open our hearts and you open our minds to the renewing of your word, Lord, that we walk in here one person and we lead of a changed person. We thank you for all the things you bring us, Lord, and we ask you to be with us at this time. In your name we pray, amen. So like I said, this is called the gospel in chairs, and so I'm going to try to present it to you in two different ways. And honestly, it's the same message, and so I'm going to walk you through the Bible as God walked through here. So if there's a story that I talk about that you don't know, guess what, guys? It's in the Bible. You can go read it. Everybody got it? Okay, here we go. So we have two chairs here. We'll say this chair goes like here, and this chair goes right here. And we're going to say that this chair, because it's white and bigger and a little bit more comfortable, we're going to call this chair the God chair. Everybody got it? This chair is which one? Good job. And this chair over here, it's less comfortable, but still works, still functions. This is represents us, okay? So at the very beginning of the Bible, we start in the book of Genesis, and in the book of Genesis, we have God and man in the garden, and everything was good, right? Everything was good. We had plenty of things, and that lasts for about two chapters. And then man decides to do what? Eat of the tree of knowledge, and man decides to turn his back on God, and God finds out, and guess what God does? God kicks man out of the garden, and now we have a separation, which we call sin, correct? All right, good deal. So we have sin, and that happens for a while, and then someone comes along named Abraham, Father Abraham. Everybody has one, right? I am one of them. So are you. And so Father Abraham comes, and he's like, I'm going to turn my way back towards God. And God hears Abraham's call out, and they make a promise, and God turns back towards Abraham, and everything is good. And we have a promise of Abraham that you'll be multiply and make many descendants of my nations, right? Except for that Abraham decides, I'm tired of waiting for God. Instead of having a son with my wife Sarah, I'm going to go with my maidservant and have a son there. And so Abraham decides to do it his own way. And so then God replies with, I'm turning my back on you. Everybody remember this story? All right. And so let's fast forward a little bit to the book of Exodus, and we have Moses. And Moses was a child from very beginning of birth that God chose and brought to here. So God, have Moses here, turns towards God, and God turns towards Moses, and we have a way to path, right? But then Moses decides, you know what? I'm going to rather be Pharaoh, and I decide that Egyptian there, he doesn't deserve to live anymore. So Moses commits a sin and kills one of the Egyptians, and God says, Moses, it's time for you to run away, and they depart from each other, right? And so then we kind of fast forward here to Jacob, and Jacob was like, hey, I'm one of God's chosen, and he gives me this coat, and I'm going to turn towards God. And God's like, okay, yes, there it is. However, you're your brothers. And Jacob's like, my brothers? What? Joseph, sorry. Joseph, I apologize. Joseph's brothers, and here it is. And so Joseph turns this way, Jacob's son, Joseph. And now we have this. And y'all are getting the idea of what's happening, right? Y'all kind of get what's happening here? Man commits a sin, turns from God, God turns away, and we continue this dance over and over again. What about David? A man after God's own heart, right? Man after God's own heart, I'm going to turn towards God. God's like, yes, I like David. Keep singing and keep playing that harp, right? However, don't do it at night on top of balconies, David. Don't do that. Because what happens then? David sees Bathsheba. David commits sin, sleeps with Bathsheba, and has that, and then decides to kill someone, and God's like, no, 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 no more of that. And y'all see what's going on here. Let's fast forward all the way to Jesus. Y'all want to do that? So we have Jesus here, and so Jesus goes, and we do all the things of Jesus, and so God turns towards them. We send God down. God unites with man through the words of Jesus, and man and God are there, and then they kind of do some trapping, but God and man stay together until we get to Good Friday. And what happens on Good Friday? Man decides it's time to turn from God, and not only that, we're going to do what? We're going to take God, and we're going to kill him, and he goes down into the depths of hell, and now man and God have been separated, and we're kind of like dangling over the top, and depending on the orientation of the chairs determines whether we kind of get to heaven or not, and that's where a gospel's been kind of presented, but is that really true? No, let's do it. So let's do this one more time. Let's rewind it all the way back, and let's see if we can fill in the blanks. Y'all ready? All right. Again, to see who was paying attention, which chair is which? This chair is?
Us.
This chair is? All right. That's very important this time. So watch and see if you can pick up on the subtle difference. Y'all ready? Okay. In the beginning, there is man, and man is in the garden with God, and everything was
good.
But man decides to eat of the knowledge of good and evil, and man decides to be like God and turns his back on God, right? Everybody remember this? And so God, being holy and just, decides, you know what, man? I'm going to come, and I'm going to find the man in the garden. And he goes, and he finds the man in the garden, and what happens? He asks him, why are you wearing those clothes? Who told you you were naked? And God comes and talks with the man. But God, being holy, does kick him out, right? But God comes and finds him. And then we go on to Moses, or who's the next one? Abraham. Abraham was there. And what happened with Abraham? Abraham decides that, hey, I'm going to be the father of many nations, but I can't really decide if the woman I'm married to is my wife or my sister. And so I kind of go, no, she's my wife. No, she's my sister. Can't really figure this out. But God just says, you know what, Abraham? I'm going to come to you in a dream, and I'm going to tell you that you can't sin against me anymore. So God comes and finds Abraham and corrects him. And then we go on to Moses, and Moses runs away after killing that Egyptian, and he runs and goes all those places, and God says, hey, Moses, why are you running? Show up right here. Look at me. I'm a burning bush. Can you run away from that? Not very often, right? And then we move on, and we can go to Joseph this time, and Joseph's there, and he's like, hey, my brother sold me into slavery. God has abandoned me. And God comes all the way to Egypt and does what? He meets him there, and he determines, and he puts Joseph in charge, and he brings reconciliation to his family. And then we can move forward to David. Y'all remember David? A man after God's own heart, turns away, has everybody killed. Well, guess what happens when he sleeps with Bathsheba? Well, that child doesn't survive, but the next child, God comes and ordains that marriage and turns it into Solomon, who happens to build the temple and is in the lineage of Jesus. Do y'all see what's happening with the chairs? As man sins, what's God happening? He's coming and finding the man, right? He's coming back and finding and being with him. And so here, let's fast forward to Jesus, right? Y'all remember the story about the woman at the well, the Samaritan at the well, and that how she had turned from God, and that she had one husband or two husbands, not three husbands, not four husbands, not five husbands, right? She had all these different husbands out there, and God's like, hey, can you give me some water? And she's like, what are you talking about? You're not even supposed to talk to me, but God's like, no, if you drink water from me, you will never thirst again. Or how about the woman that was caught in adultery? Y'all remember her? And she was dragged out there. By the way, where was the man in that situation that she was caught in adultery with? Okay. Anyway, so she's caught in adultery, and they bring her out, and the law says that she needs to be stoned, and they have her ready to stone her. And what does God do? God shows up in the situation and says, ye without sin cast the first stone. So do you see how God keeps showing up in all the situations? And even when it comes to the worst part, when we go and we die on that day, we go and die. What has God done on Good Friday and Easter Sunday? God went down with us into the depths of death, and he came, and he went down and laid there with us, didn't he? And after he laid down there with us, what happened? On the third day, he rose again. That's what we celebrate on Easter. He rose again. And on another day, we will come and we will rise with him and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Is that the gospel we know? Absolutely. So the point being, is there anything or can you out-sin the cross of Jesus Christ? No. And so those who have faith continue to follow, for this is the gospel in chairs. Everybody got it? Absolutely. So now we're going to come to the time of communion here, and I'll ask Dr. Kinder and Ms. DeLee to come help me with this, with communion. Remember that this communion is not a United Methodist table. It's a table open to anybody, for those who earnestly want to repent of their sins and follow Jesus. So as you come here, remember that you eat on the bread. So on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, he broke it, and said, this is my body broken for you. On the same time, he took the cup, he poured the cup out, and said, this is my blood shed for the sins of many. Do this in remembrance of me. Anytime you eat the bread or drink the cup, remember that this is my body and my blood poured out for you. So as y'all come forward here and as the ushers lead you, come and take the bread and do a little business here with Jesus. Talk to him. Repent of your sins. Follow the way and learn the gospel.
Thank you so much, Father, for meeting us right where we are. And thank you so much for not leaving us there. Amen. See y'all at the picnic.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.